Hey everybody, welcome to Code Chat. This is a new space. This is what we call Studio C here at Channel 9, where I'm recording Code Chat today. And you haven't seen me in Studio C before. You've seen me in Studio A and B. This is C. We've got a crowd with us. I've got three guests, and Channel 9's got kind of some new space. And so I'm using Studio C, and this is kind of great. I was telling you guys, I feel a little bit like Adam Savage on Tested right now, like hiding behind this gigantic microphone. But this is fun. So let me go ahead and introduce, you guys all know me, but let me introduce my guests. On my left is Claire, and then we have Christy and David. And Claire, Christy, and David are interns on my team at Microsoft right now. So why don't you guys tell us, they know your name. Why don't you tell us where you're from and maybe how you got into the internship program real quick?
Sure. So I live in New York, in Queens, and I go to school in upstate New York. And I was actually contacted by a recruiter. So I didn't exactly apply. I didn't know much about evangelism. And then I went through the interview process, and that's how I got here.
Were you like everybody else, like, what's evangelism?
Yeah. That was me. Yeah.
My name is David. I am a rising sophomore. I go to University of Notre Dame. My process was a little different. I went to a NSBE conference, which is National Society of Black Engineers. I was just there to learn, to see what could possibly happen this summer. I ended up talking to some people at Microsoft, having some interviews there. Next thing you know, I'm here in Seattle, San Francisco as an intern. So
where are you as an intern? Seattle? Or
I'm in San Francisco. Okay. I'm here for the interview. So.
Is this a bit of a transition, like Midwest to San Francisco?
Yeah, so I went to high school in Springfield, Missouri. It's like 150,000 people, nothing big to it. And now I'm working in San Francisco, a big city. There's traffic. I mean, it's crazy.
Okay, and I'm still figuring out our panel here, but there we go. Claire, how about you?
And I'm Claire, and I am a rising senior at a small liberal arts school out in the Northeast. So this is also kind of a big leap for me back across the country. I'm originally from the Seattle area, and I had a similar experience to Christy. I got reached out to by a recruiter, and next thing you knew, we're out in Mountain View. Christy and I actually interviewed on the same day, but never saw each other. We just put that together. So yeah, it's been a whirlwind of an experience. It feels like since we got that call, it never really slowed down, but it's been awesome. Yeah.
Well, that's fun. Now, you guys are all in school, and you're all studying computer science, CS, the classic computer software developers course. And I am curious, because I'm an old developer now. I like to say I'm not punch card old, but I am floppy disk old. And so I'm curious about your experience in CS. First of all, how do the degrees work these days? Is there still CS for software and then some other options for ones that are a little bit more targeted? How does that work?
Yeah, so at Notre Dame, it's a little different. So we have computer science and computer engineering, and we have electrical engineering. Sorry about that. But the only difference between CE and CS is three electrical courses that you take. Okay. And so if I'm a CS major, I say, you know what, I want to take three electrical courses. I am now a computer engineer. Every course for the first 2 years is exactly the same.
Okay. Yeah, I remember thinking, I don't want to do all EE because I don't want to just be testing capacitors. Yeah. I want to work with software, yeah. Right? And I don't want to be all CS because I like electronics too. And so I wanted to kind of find a middle ground. So is that the same way at your schools, CS?
It's similar, yeah. We have computer engineering and computer science as two different subjects. And then engineering is more like hands-on, and they work with robotics a lot, while computer science is more theoretical. But in computer science, we also take architecture classes. So we do learn the theory behind it. Okay. We just don't get too hands-on. So, yeah.
Okay. And at your school?
Yeah, my school is actually just CS.
Oh, wow.
So I go to a liberal arts school, so it's a much smaller program. And then we have, within the CS department, fields of concentration. So you can concentrate in AI or robotics or things like that. But there's no engineering aspect that we're allowed to take, unfortunately.
Are you gonna concentrate?
Yeah, I'm gonna concentrate in AI.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. But if you wanna do full-on computer engineering, you're going to have to go to grad school, unfortunately.
And you can really do that, right? You can CS, yeah. and then in grad school, mm-hmm. you can add in the other courses and do something that's yeah. a little bit.
But I think that's also a great, one of the great things about doing a computer science degree is you don't have to go to grad school to really start your career and be successful mm-hmm. in the workforce. You can right. do whatever feels right for you. If you want to get more exposure to a certain type of technology, you can go to grad school. But if you just want to enter the workforce, you can do that and be super successful. Mm-hmm. So I think that's awesome.
So is the school and the programs that you're studying specifically what you expected?
Coming in, my expectation of computer science was completely different than what was at Notre Dame. And so in high school, when I had a CS class, it was more hardcore. You know what? Here is build something really big and really impressive, try to impress us as high school seniors. As a freshman at Notre Dame, we were making pet projects. We were having a good time learning the foundations of computer science. I haven't taken any data structures classes just yet, and so still the whole hardcore rules of computer science have not really applied to us. So it's mostly just been go learn, go have fun, and go be creative. And I think sometimes when you learn those rules, you lose your creative aspect, and so it's still good to have that fresh mind perspective going into projects.
So would you agree that computer science, computer development is actually part scientific and part creative?
Definitely. You have to be creative. I mean, after a while, most people can do what other CS people are doing. I mean, you can make this website, maybe somebody else can make a website a little differently, but what distinguishes you is how you're going to be creative, how you're going to make your website, your app different than somebody else's. And that's where the creative aspect really has to come in to distinguish yourself.
Okay, so creative, also artistic even?
Artistic. I'm okay. not very artistic in my nature, so I don't know if I'd agree with the artistic aspect, but definitely just think outside the box. Be very creative. Okay. That's one thing they taught us our freshman year.
Okay, so I still want to get your guys' questions on how it's lined up with your expectations, but I really like this thread, this idea that in your program, there's the room for creativity. And let me throw out another word. How about the ability within software development to be original? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we are fulfilling business use cases. Like business wants to be able to collect names and addresses of perspective, whatever, you know, you just kind of make the software and it does that thing. Mm-hmm. But what about your expression? What about your ability mm-hmm. to express your creativity and be original with software development? Mm-hmm. Do you see room for that? Mm-hmm.
I definitely do. I feel like as I was taking my algorithms class especially, there's a lot of creativity and thinking outside of the box and being artistic in a way when you're maybe designing algorithms or designing solutions to the problems. Mm. So I definitely think being artistic is like ties into software development.
Mm. That's pretty cool. It's like maybe it's a form of art that we haven't really yeah. seen in decades past or centuries past mm-hmm. or whatever, but even an algorithm can be artistic in that yeah. it's original, it's creative, it's personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. I was actually just thinking about this the other day. I was thinking about the traveling salesman problem mm-hmm. and how, mm-hmm. you know, everyone's looking for a solution to this algorithm, and it seems like a really simple problem on the surface, mm-hmm. but you know, someone there, I think there's like $1 million reward for someone to solve this algorithm.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it's like such a simple yeah. problem on the surface is going to require so much creativity and original thought and thinking to mm-hmm. come up to, with a solution yep. to it, to the point that it's worth $1 million to somebody. And I think you see that a lot. And that's what I really like about computer science is, yes, there's right and wrong answers mm-hmm. for sure. But if someone gives you a problem, there's a million different ways you can yeah. go about solving it. Yeah. And no one can really say this way is right or this way is wrong. Yes, yeah. there's ways to measure that, you know, via efficiency and code style and things like that. But at the end of the day, you really do get an opportunity to mm-hmm. think originally mm-hmm. and do it the way that makes sense to you, which is cool.
That's one of the things that's appealing to me about software development is that like you said, there's no one way to do anything. There's a lot of different ways to solve the problem. And there's so no two people, no two software developers are ever going to go down the same road. And I equate it with music. You know, you get into music and it's certainly creative, certainly artistic, and certainly expressive. And pretty much if you get a keyboard and I get a keyboard, we're not going to create the same music with it, right?
Yeah.
And the same thing with software development. And the other thing to that is we're never going to like max out. I know everything there is to know about music. You know, figured it out. I'm done. It's like that. You're never going to learn it all.
Yeah. I think another cool aspect of that that's really unique to computer science is the collaborative nature of computer science, and especially software development. Is with music, yes, it's very collaborative and things like that, but you very rarely see people building off of each other's musical projects where
they're inspired by it, but maybe not built on it.
Where it's like you can do something in a really creative, cool way, but if the person following you doesn't understand it and can't read it and really have a deep understanding of it and build off of it, then it's kind of pointless. And so that's an issue that we're running into with our current project right now, is making sure that the code that we're writing right now is adaptable and dynamic and can be used in the future by other software developers that want to build off of it.
Okay, what's your guys' mindset coming in to an internship program at a company like Microsoft? So we're talking about certainly an industry leader, a highly technical company, a really big company. What's your mindset coming in?
So I was very pleasantly surprised. This is my first like computer science centered internship with, you know, a big project that we have to do. And I wasn't sure. I knew that people would be very willing to help, but I've been very surprised and happily surprised by how open people are and how happy they are to help you. So everyone around us has been super, super helpful. And the environment is so happy. You're willing to go to work every day. And these are all things that I had never experienced before. So I don't know if anyone wants to add, but...
Yeah, I think I looked at it as just, wow, what an amazing opportunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're talking about in dream internships, especially going into your senior year of college, it doesn't get much better than, you know, TE at Microsoft. Because you get such a broad exposure to so many different things.
Right.
But I think similar to Christy, I was expecting it to be a lot more kind of sink or swim. And a lot, I was looking at it as, okay, this is basically a 3-month interview to see if they'll take me back at the end.
Right.
But people really want to see you succeed. They really want you to learn. I mean, people tell us every day that the goal is to learn something. As long as you're learning something, you're doing a good job. So I think that's been really awesome, and that really seems to be the general culture of Microsoft, even beyond the interns, is learn something, work hard, and create cool stuff, which is awesome. And I don't think you get that liberty at smaller companies that are more, you know, strapped for resources and things like that.
It's great that you're pleasantly surprised by that, that it's not like you hear a bit about Microsoft having a good culture and then you come in and you're like, oh man, that was a facade, you know, this is brutal inside. It's actually maybe a little bit more the opposite, because maybe there's some history or some legacy on the reputation, and then you come in and you go, wow, look at this culture, this is pretty great.
And definitely being a TE intern is, I think, one of the best interns you could be, because being a freshman, when you do your projects, there's a little bit of freedom in it. And I really did not know what to expect being an intern. I thought it was going to be a 9-to-7 hardcore, like behind the computer, like just going to, like she said, sink or swim. But the learning aspect has been absolutely amazing. And TE is not only about coding, it's about, it's molding us in other aspects as well. How we're talking, how we're presenting. And so being at Microsoft, my entire ideology was I'm here to learn. And I'm not only learning when it comes to coding, I am learning other aspects, which I think is absolutely fabulous. At other places, they might have said, you know what, go make this and learn how to code. Make sure your code is absolutely perfect, ready for demo. Sure, they're like, you know what, learn. Like, we want you to learn as much as possible. And then from there, whatever you have, we'll be fine.
That's funny. They actually do that with folks like myself that have been around for a while, too. You know, we're steeped in experience in certain areas, but there's so much new, and there's so many corners, so many dark corners that I'm just ready to flesh out. Like, I want to go learn more about this thing. And they do give us a lot of opportunity to go and learn that thing. The role that we're talking about here, this evangelism role, one of the unique things about it is that it's very much a generalist's position, right?
Yep.
I mean, you guys are working on HoloLens. It's front end, it's 3D, you know, that's a unique area, but you could be working on data systems, back ends, front end, you could be working on IoT or gaming. There's so many different areas that you could be working on as a TE. And so there's this spectrum of generalist to I have a very specific job. You know, I'm a COBOL developer and I do the whatever. And I guess I wonder if that appeals to certain people. Are you guys drawn to a general position, or are you more drawn to something more specific, or do you not know yet?
So I feel like I am drawn to definitely maybe just software engineering, software development. But that was my initial thought going in, like that is what I wanted to do. And that was before I realized what a TE was, mm-hmm. What I would be doing. So I'm actually slowly shifting into loving this position, also because we get to go to a lot of hackathons and do a lot of amazing things, yeah. which is my favorite thing yeah. about being a TE.
How about you, Claire?
Yeah, I mean, I think that as much as the TE is a really general position, I feel like, and maybe this is just on our particular team with Joe as our manager, mm-hmm. but I feel like there's a lot of liberty where TEs can say to him, hey, this is what I'm really into right mm-hmm. now. I want to mm-hmm. do a lot of projects with this. I want to go to these meetups and do hackathons that are specific to this. And he says, go for it, you know. And so I feel like you can be really focused within the TE position on mm-hmm. specific types of technologies that you're passionate about, but you're also not locked into that. Mm-hmm. So if that changes in a year, you can change it. Or right. if you get tired of it and want to weave in a different kind of project, you can do that too. So I think that's really cool about
or
the
TE. Or if something new kind of emerges, yeah, like exactly. when I started, IoT wasn't really a thing. I mean, mm-hmm. it was a thing in the industry, but it wasn't a thing in general software development. But then as soon as it kind of came along, I was like, there's the application for all my engineering, my electronics engineering experience, yeah. and boy, my passion got behind it. I think what's happening with our team and at Microsoft is reflective of what's happening in the technology industry in general, with all the companies discovering that if they do something like 20% time at Google or you know whatever, where they let people work on things they're passionate about, they capture this this wealth of potential, because you've got all these people that could either work on the thing that they come to work on every day, and it kind of gets, you know, a little bit old or whatever, or you could challenge them to make something that they're really passionate about, and they're going to be working so, I am always so much more tuned in, so much more like on it when I'm working on something that I'm passionate about.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I'm still a little new to the CS field as well, so I don't really know what I love yet in CS. And so being in TE gives me that flexibility. I don't know about some people, but sometimes I get very bored, like working in CS on some things. And so the idea of being able to learn other things and like she said, right now my passion is here, so I can go learn here, and then still that will be helpful as I'm working my project being a TE. I think it's absolutely fabulous. I talked to other people and other teams, and the way they explain it to me, like the 9-to-5 of working this one thing all the time, sometimes they get really mm-hmm. tired of the redundancy. And so being a TE so far has been like my absolute favorite part of Microsoft.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got this domain that you're working in, and the code, the software development happens within that domain. I know for me, I used to work in aerospace, and aerospace is kind of always pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And then the code kind of started getting less exciting. We started switching to some frameworks that I wasn't into, and so I moved over to another domain that was a little less exciting. It was insurance. So the code was awesome, and I thought, that's okay. I mean, I write code every day, so it doesn't matter that I'm just dealing with insurance. Because it's more about the code. Yeah. And I was like, well, that kind of matters a little bit, yeah, you know, like yeah. what I'm working on. So how about you guys? What are you passionate about? What's your domain?
I've actually had previous internships in insurance. And okay. so I totally know what you're talking about. The code is really interesting. Yeah. And there's lots of cool problems to solve.
Yeah, like rules engines.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's like, it's insurance, you know? And so I think it is really important to be working on projects that the overall scope of it and the impact that it has is something that's important to you. But the areas right now that I'm really excited about and interested in, I think the HoloLens is so bleeding edge and so cool. And I think as that continues to develop and catch on and catch fire, it's going to be really, mm-hmm. really impactful across the world. And then I'm also going to have to give the default answer of machine learning and AI. I just think that's such a cool industry right now. It's growing like crazy. And I think the applications are really just endless for that. So I'm really excited about those two specific types of fields.
And maybe the convergence of exactly. them, like where you have AI that's happening within holograms. That's
exactly.
pretty amazing.
Yeah. I would 100% agree with Claire. I'm also very interested in machine learning and AI, and we're actually going to be adding a machine learning feature to our project. So that's really exciting. Another just like a big topic or big area that I'm interested in is research in general, computer science research.
Yeah, I'd have to agree as well. I think, as she said, with the HoloLens cutting edge, I mean, I still can't believe sometimes when I put it on that I'm actually seeing what I'm seeing. Something you can only dream about. I am also excited in security, like Outlook security, things like that. I think that's very slept on, you know. It's very exciting. I think it's very exciting. Most people don't think it's very exciting, but I think it's very exciting.
I don't think it's very exciting.
Outlook security, so anything security was, I'm like, this is awesome, and so things like that. As well, working with other people and coming to computer science, one thing that we like to do is we like to make games. And so the reason why I first got into computer science was actually trying to make games. And so me and my friends would make games, and like after long nights coding, you got to get to test your games. And so I'm also excited in gaming because I see like the instant rewards sometimes. Oh, you make this game and I can test it and see, I can spend hours on this game that I made. And so I think gaming is another industry that I think is very, very exciting.
So David, can you help me get excited about security? How do I do that?
I don't know what it was. I think it's because that on your stereotypical, like, you watch an action movie and you see the guy in the basement like trying to hack something or trying to like break into something. And so like ever since then I've always got excited. Like I said, there's still a lot for me to learn, but what I've heard about Outlook security, what I've heard about security in general, is that it is this part that nobody kind of wants to do, but like there's still a lot of fun, a lot of places to be, and I just think it's fun.
If you're new to Code Chat, if you go way back in Code Chat history, look for a single digit episode. I forgot, it was like episode 3 or 4 or 5 or something like that. And I interviewed a guy by the name of Ben Goddard, who is, I believe, still at Microsoft working on the HoloLens. But he was working on the Office team as a Red Hat hacker for the Office team. Cool. And he talks all about... all about trying to break into the system. Like, that was his role. And that was pretty exciting. Yeah, like, I guess being on that side of it, there's something appealing about it. Being on the side where you're always preventing.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the preventing aspect because I feel like it's a competition. I want to see, like, you
true.
Try to beat me. Like, you try to get in. Like, I'm trying to stop every move you try to make. And so, like I said, I'm still very new to it. I still have a lot to learn. But just the idea of it just sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Someone's
got to
do it.
Someone's got to do it. And if they ask me to do it, I'll be in my basement. I'll be in my room trying to get at it. So.
Well, you know, I think that there are, when you think about different technology or software development topics, there are ones like security, or gaming, where I can say, I'm just not that guy, so I'm gonna let David do that. But there are other areas, and I've told my audience this many times, there are areas like machine learning or blockchain where I say, I don't think you're gonna be able to avoid this one. Mm. This is gonna be huge. Yeah. It's gonna be a cross-cutting technology, and we all are gonna have to learn that. Okay. I don't think people can avoid learning machine learning at this point. I really don't. Something like gaming, you know, that's maybe for the gamers, but something like machine learning, no. If you're a front-end developer, you're going to need it. If you're a gamer, you're going to need it. If you're a HoloLens developer, you're going to need it.
I completely agree.
Definitely agree.
Okay, well, we're coming up on time. Is there anything else that you guys want to say to developers in the wild from your perspectives on software development?
I don't think we have much advice to offer seasoned developers, but if there's any younger people watching this, just, you know, keep going at it. I think every day we experience some sort of feeling of, oh, you're not smart enough. This is all this stuff is too overwhelming. There's so much to know. I'll never get it. But just keep going at it, because the fruits of your labor are really worth it. You know, being here, this is a great kind of aha moment of, wow, we've worked so hard and these are the things that we get to enjoy because of it. It's really worth it. It's really rewarding work, and we're just all so happy to be here and so grateful for the opportunities. So,
well, that's great.
I would advise Bing everything, search everything, always try to find the answer. Another thing I would say, if it is to young developers, people just coming out, don't be afraid to take risks. I know I definitely wouldn't be here if I didn't take a risk. As well, don't be afraid to make mistakes. I think sometimes when you're at a big corporation like Microsoft, you get scared to make a mistake because you believe a lot of things are at stake or a lot of people are at stake. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to take risks. Yeah. And you never know what could come from those risks, what could come from those mistakes. So that's one thing I could give. If I could give anybody, that's one thing I would say.
Okay.
I'd agree. I would also add that computer science in general is one of the most rewarding things you can do with your life because it applies to every aspect. And it's also something that's changing the world every day.
Mm-hmm. Man, so you guys, how did we get such wisdom out of interns? You guys are supposed to know all this.
We've been through it all. These past 5 weeks, I think we've been through a lot. We've been through it all, and so we have a lot more to learn. But I think these 5 weeks have definitely been an uphill climb.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you guys being with me on Code Chat. I know my audience appreciates getting this perspective. It's a unique perspective. Oftentimes, I have program group developers and whatever on, but not every day I have interns on the team. So
thank you for having.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, everybody, wave goodbye. We'll see you next time on Code Chat.